Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, wow. We have to dig into this leaked memo coming directly from the Department of Homeland Security that is quite disturbing. In this leaked memo, we see the Trump administration trying to actively pressure the military in a top-down manner to take a far greater role in domestic immigration enforcement. And as we've been covering on this show, the Trump admin's interior immigration enforcement has already overstepped so much that he's lost 12 points on immigration alone. He's been called authoritarian by other leaders. We have broken standards across the globe. And I mean, what they're doing is reallocating funds meant for the deportation of criminals, people who are here illegally and have committed crime after crime after crime, which that's fine. If you want to deport somebody who has committed a slew of crimes, you shouldn't be against that. But Trump is taking money meant for that and reallocating it to just farm workers who are here to have a better life, or people who are going to immigration courtrooms. They go to the courthouse and then ICE is waiting to snag them and deport them to a torturous prison. It is disgusting and is not what America stands for, especially the president trying to place pressure, like put his thumb on the scale and get the military to go even harder. We've already seen Trump send the National Guard into Los Angeles during protests. We've already seen ICE deportations happening like on military aircrafts with images being released like by the White House like it's a propaganda reel. And with all of the stories over the past few days, including the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner being fired, and Trump putting nuclear submarines near Russia, it's almost easy to miss this, but that's why we're here. That's why we're breaking this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to run through a few examples that show how heinous Trump's immigration enforcement has been, and then we're going to go and dig into the actual leaked talking points brought to us by the New Republic. We have the talking points directly from the Department of Homeland Security, where they're asking Secretary Hegseth and Chairman Kaine to place more military pressure. But let's look at the actual consequences of these deportations. Do you guys remember Andre Hernandez, the gay makeup artist who entered the U.S. legally via the CBP1 app? Well, we have new reports that he was tortured and sexually assaulted by guards. The rest of this video is going to be quite depressing. There are going to be a lot of harsh realities and videos, but let's just dig in. The Washington Post reports some detainees attempted suicide by tying sheets around their necks or using rust pipes to cut their veins. Disobeying rules proved costly. When Hernandez's head ached from the heat, he tried to cool down by bathing. He forgot to tell his friends to watch for guards. "Get up, piece of sh-" an officer told him, he said. He was taken to La Isla, where a tiny hole in the ceiling proved only a needle of light and almost no air. Four men entered and began touching him with their clubs and putting them between his legs. One forced Hernandez to perform oral sex on him, he said. Basalto said Hernandez returned to the cell in tears and told them what had happened. He and other detainees offered to speak up to the prison staff, but he urged them not to. He feared it would provoke officers to, quote, attack us even more. And Evan on Twitter said, this guy literally fled persecution for being gay, and the Trump admin sent him to a torture prison where he was raped and persecuted for being gay. We need military tribunals when all of this is over. This is disgusting. And listen, I made hundreds, thousands of videos throughout the election explaining that this is what Trump was going to do, that he was lying about this, lying about tariffs, lying about ending wars. But the reality is, a lot of Americans still voted for him, not because they want this, but because they have this vague notion that he was just going to lower prices. Not every single person who voted Trump wants this. I would even argue the vast majority are going to be like, what the actual hell? Now, of course, there are far-right lunatics, and there are people in America who are sadistic in the Republican Party, in the mainstream Republican Party, who would cheer this on. But I don't think someone like Joe Rogan, and people get so mad when I mention Joe Rogan, I don't think someone like him would read this and be like, yeah, I think he'd be like, wait a minute, what the hell? And I guess from there you say, how did grown men, grown-ass adults, and grown women too, get duped by such a dumb con man? Let's watch this video of somebody describing, somebody talking to their mother on the phone. A loving mother of four was arrested by ICE. This one is hard to watch, but let's watch.
Four detained by ICE, speaking to us from inside the Adelanto detention facility. KCAL's Luz Delia Caballero shares how the proud Trump supporter is holding up.
At Adelanto Detention Center.
It's hard.
You gotta be strong, my love. You gotta be very strong.
Arpina Masihi, a loving mother of four and Trump supporter, is speaking to us from the Adelanto Detention Center.
None of my kids
can
handle this.
I'm begging you. You gotta take care of yourself.
A heartbreaking situation, but also a rare glimpse into the reality behind immigration enforcement.
The only thing we cling on to is hope.
Masihi's husband, Arthur Sahakian, tells us aside from missing his wife, they're also dealing with this. Hate mail, this one coming from New Orleans. We've blurred the text due to its vulgarity.
Every minute that goes by, every hour, it gets worse and worse.
My children are young. They all depend on me. When people ask me how I'm handling it, it's horrible.
It's okay. Hold on, baby. She wants to talk to you.
Arpina, thank you so much for talking to us. I know that this is a very difficult time. How are you holding up in there?
I'm ashamed. My kids know the fact where I'm at today.
Arpina has been in ICE custody since June 30th after a past burglary conviction resurfaced, leading to a final deportation order. She came to the U.S. legally at the age of three, but now, despite living here for most of her life, her fate is in the hands of the immigration system.
You forgot to tell everyone that your cases are in motion to be vacated.
Adding, they've recently received...
Absolutely wild. And this brings me on to the main story of the day. Trump's domestic use of military set to get worse, leaked memo shows. A Department of Homeland Security memo obtained by the New Republic signals top-level discussions about a potential escalation of the Pentagon's domestic anti-immigration role and lays out new details. President Donald Trump has already enmeshed the United States military in domestic law enforcement. We had a major military buildup at the border. He maximized the use of military planes. He sent the National Guard and even the Marines to Los Angeles. But an internal memo circulated inside the Department of Homeland Security suggests that Trump's use of military for domestic law enforcement on immigration could soon get worse. The memo, obtained by the New Republic, provides a glimpse into the thinking of top officials as they seek to involve the Defense Department more deeply in these domestic operations. And it has unnerved experts who believe it portends a frightening escalation. A memo lays out the need to persuade top Pentagon officials to get much more serious about using the military to combat illegal immigration and not just at the border. Here's the thing. The Trump admin is simultaneously claiming, in one breath, that they have stopped all illegal immigration. There's nobody coming over the border anymore. And in fact, they are removing all the criminals at such a fast rate that they're achieving the job. But they're also saying they need to escalate. This seems like a brazen power grab from somebody who we have seen a dozen brazen power grabs from. The Trump admin over and over wants to grab power. They escalate. It's a deliberate plan to normalize military operations on U.S. soil. Escalate, and treat every single immigrant like they're an active enemy in war or some shit like that. So let's read this memo. First, watch this clip of me explaining the dangers of this type of immigration enforcement on CNN. Take a look.
And every American should be okay with deporting people who are criminals and who are dangerous and here illegally, but that is not what the Trump administration is prioritizing. They have reallocated funds meant for the deportation of criminals to the deportation of farm workers, to people who are showing up to immigration hearings. They show up to their hearing and they get directly targeted. ICE is camping there. Or what about the 82-year-old who his family was told he was dead and he was found in Argentina?
Kristi Noem is giving a pathway for the illegals to become citizens. They're saying, here's $1,000, deport yourself, come back in the right way. Look, my husband had to do it. My husband had to wait. We waited 9 years for his green card to become, and he just got naturalized last November. Why do we have to wait in line? Why do these guys just bum rush in and get all our benefits?
Do you think it's okay when somebody who is following the proper processes is then kind of like hoodwinked?
Not if they came in here illegally in the first place, right?
It's not.
Why didn't they apply?
They came through asylum process. But what this does is disincentivize people from going to the courthouse and following the proper procedures. And part of the reason they're being so aggressive is because of this arbitrary quota set by Stephen Miller, 3,000 a day, meaning people who are going to courthouses, being detained, being deported. Again, workers, people who are contributing to this country. So do you think it's okay when somebody who is following the proper processes is then kind of like hoodwinked?
Not if they came in here illegally in the first place, right?
It's not
illegal. Why didn't they deport?
They came through asylum process.
But that's exactly. The thing. That's the thing.
Well,
they're criminalizing asylum. That's what's happened, right?
Yes.
Trump is criminalized.
Oh, no.
Yes, actually.
There are also hundreds of thousands of people who had temporary protective status
that
were overnight. Had their status revoked.
So they're doing the reverse of what Angie was saying by giving a path. They're actually removing the path for people that are already here.
That video is from 10 days ago, and it's not even a unique talking point. It's just common sense if you're watching what's happening. And I have a feeling this video is going to continue to age well as Trump, you know, escalates his immigration enforcement. So let's read this memo. Just to break it down, the beginning of the memo kind of breaks down who's in it, and General Dan Kane, General Gregory Gilliatt. And there's a bunch of a lingo and stuff, but it really starts here. Talking points. Thank you, Secretary Hegseth and Chairman Kane, for hosting me and my staff here today. And it's written like a memo. So the mere fact that this meeting is happening with these participants illustrates just how urgent and cooperative of Homeland Mission has become. This is a priority of POTUS. I'd first like to thank the DOD for its support up to this point, especially in support for the Southwest Border Mission. The cooperation here was great. If I may, I'd like to illustrate what we're dealing here with the DHS side. You've seen the rise in attacks on our officers throughout the news by 700%. The wording here is weird. So the news is covering this more, 700%, or there's a 700% increase. Either way, you can pretty clearly chalk this up to more interactions happening. When you increase, not just by twofold or fivefold, but by like 50-fold the amount of interactions that are happening with militarized guards, with Marines, with the National Guard, with undertrained ICE agents, then yeah, of course, I'm not justifying it, but there are going to be more escalations. One more time, I would never justify an escalation or committing random acts of violence. There are better ways to go about things. But when you increase the amount of interactions that happen, there will necessarily be more attacks. We've got Central and South African cartels, they say, and gangs trafficking drugs, humans, and terror into American cities at will. So you're telling me mobilizing the Marines, the National Guard into LA, mobilizing the military to the border, and increasing interactions hasn't fixed this problem that you continue to say? It's like the never-ending scapegoats. It's exactly what they did back in Nazi Germany. Over and over, they would perpetually scapegoat the Jews for every single reason, every single issue. There's always some bigger problem, and it's just a lie. You use the scapegoat as a pretext to attack a minority group, and it should be obvious. Sorry. These same transnational criminal organizations have now been designated by this administration as foreign terrorist organization. This puts the threat on the same plane as having Al-Qaeda or ISIS cells and fighters operating freely inside America. Yeah, that would be bad. Maybe you should be doing something about that, about the criminal gangs that you claim are here, rather than reallocating funds meant for those gangs to deport grandma, to deport someone's mom, a mother of four. It's absolutely despicable. Everyone here is also aware of our joint work in LA. It hasn't been perfect. We're still working through the best practices. No, they're not. These are all lies. They're gaslighting themselves in internal meetings to think that they're using the best practices. But the best practices would never be the president unilaterally authorizing a state's National Guard against the objection of its own governor, Gavin Newsom. It's very, very clear that Donald Trump was trying to shake things up and make an authoritarian power grab. So I'm going to leave it there. Here's the memo. We'll link this in the description below just so that you can read it. But it basically just continues to urge the military to come down. It compares immigrants to terrorist cells operating freely inside America. Then they use that as a pretext to attack not only immigrants, but civilians. They're trying to normalize military operations in the U.S., against immigrants so that it can eventually be normalized against civilians. This is not an emergency. This is not in the event of an emergency that he's mobilizing the National Guard or the Marines or the military. This is an ongoing feature of Trump's policy. He keeps asking, how far can I push it? And we will keep pushing back. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. I just want to say, we're also on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your stuff. Go save the show there. It really, truly does help boost the show. And we're on Reddit. The Atomocler subreddit is in the description. We're everywhere. Just check out the description. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out. Moro Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.